Chapter 19. Harmony is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception. My mood in spiritual life has grown from its very conception by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj. There is no doubt that I and many others, having been born in Bengal, have earlier gained some inspiration about Vaishnavism. It is natural for all Bengali Vaishnavas to worship Mahaprabhu. In every Vaishnava's house is Mahaprabhu's deity or some arrangement for his worship. If they do not continuously offer him worship, at least sometimes they do so at specific festival times. They offer worship in the name of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, etc. What I knew about Vaishnavism from earlier days has some worth, but really I have got my birth in Mahaprabhu's conception only when joining at the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. I can say I gained my real birth in Vaishnavism when I fortunately came to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. From him we received the seed of real Jaiva Dharma, real Vaishnava Dharma. Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj, tried to make his disciples into perfect preachers in the line of devotion, as preached by Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used many methods for his preaching. We know that his main preaching instrument was through the printing of patrikas, periodicals, and books. He started his first preaching by printing books and preaching. And by the end of his manifest pastimes here, we have seen that the Gaudiya magazine gave the guideline for the whole of the Sampradaya. Srila Prabhupada himself gave guidance as to the content of Gaudiya. Therefore, everyone respected Gaudiya at that time. Perhaps Srila Prabhupada did not see everything before it was printed, but he gave his guidance on most of the contents. Actually, our mission is becoming so big now, internationally. We have many centers around the world in a variety of countries. They are all waiting and need some guidance from Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Our main guideline is very simple. Mahaprabhu said, Trinadapi sunichena taror eva sahishnuna amanina manadina kitanyaha sadaharihi. One who knows himself more insignificant than a blade of grass, who is as forbearing as a tree, and who gives due honour to others without desiring it for himself, is qualified to sing the glories of Lord Hari constantly. This is the guideline, to always chant Hare Krishna without offence. But in which way will it be possible? Many varieties of circumstances come, and many varieties of difficulties come. In each country there are many different types of difficulties, but although the local circumstances may vary, the essence of the solution is given in this verse of Mahaprabhu. A devotee asks, what would you like to see as being in common in each of our centers worldwide? Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, actually, there are two kinds of vision everywhere. One is the external form and one is the internal substance. Both the show and the substance are necessary in this mundane world, otherwise we cannot attract the general people. They are living in the mundane world, therefore to attract them it is necessary to make a good, attractive cover. In the Goswami's books, everything is apparently simple. But inside that, everything given there is rich. Our own mats, Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, externally is a big book looking like a dictionary. But internally, our Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is greatly rich with knowledge, with the explanations of Srila Guru Maharaj. Similarly, all our centers need to have an external form and an internal form. Anyhow, we will harmonize. Harmony. Harmony is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception. When he went to South India to preach, he visited every type of temple, such as those of Ganesh, Kali, Shiva, Durga, etc. Why did he visit all types of temples? He did so in order that he could reach the people to present to them the ultimate goal of life. The conception of the Ramanuja Sampradaya is that they will never go to a Shiva temple. They have a saying that if a tiger will come to kill you, you may go to the mouth of the tiger, but not to a Shiva temple, even if you will get safety there. They have such a type of conception. However, Mahaprabhu was not like that. He went to every temple he came across along his path of preaching. But everywhere Mahaprabhu went, he only preached the Krishna conception. He gave Krishna consciousness to all, and everyone took to Mahaprabhu's religion. He went to Ganesh temples, and the worshippers of Ganesh took to Mahaprabhu's religion. In that way he preached everywhere, and our conception will also be like that. Our intention will be like that. We do not hate others. If we will hate, then they will go out. Therefore, we must follow Mahaprabhu's conception of not hating any religion, but giving them Krishna consciousness. So we must always make harmony with others, otherwise this type of preaching is not possible. In which way shall we be able to harmonize everything? That policy or theory is very nicely decorated in Sri Brahma Sanghita. There you will see very nicely harmonized the position of Mother Durga, Ganesh, Narsinghadev, and of other forms of Krishna, Narayan, etc. Everyone's position is nicely harmonized there. The way in which they will be connected within our society is all very nicely explained in Sri Brahma Sanghita. The conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can also be understood through Sri Krishna Karnamrita. This book explains the supreme goal in life, and the final conclusion for the jiva soul is also found there. Mahaprabhu did not compose such books, but he brought Sri Brahma Sanghita and Sri Krishna Karnamrita, and he ordered Srila Sanatana Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami to take charge. Mahaprabhu distributed to us the highest conclusions of his conception through Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami. At that time, Sri Ramananda Roy was his friend and sometimes acted as if his advisor. But Mahaprabhu did not give the charge of his sampradaya to Sri Ramananda Roy or Sri Swarup Damodar. He gave the charge for his society, sampradaya or school, to Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatana Goswami, and under them Srila Raghunath Goswami and all others. That is, Mahaprabhu gave Sri Rupa Sanatana his full mercy in this regard. By Mahaprabhu's instruction, Swarup Damodar prepared Raghunath Das Goswami. Finally, Raghunath Goswami went to Srila Rupa Goswami and saw, "Here Mahaprabhu is present." It is a proven fact that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's character was that he did not want anything without the mercy and grace of Mahaprabhu. After Mahaprabhu passed away, in separation from him, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami resolved to leave his body by committing a type of suicide. Mahaprabhu had given him a Govardhan Shila, a stone from Govardhan Hill. Consequently, he wanted to see the hill of Govardhan once before passing away. He decided that he would commit suicide by jumping off Govardhan Hill. Naturally, when he went to Vrindavan, he would try to meet with Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatan Goswamis. When he met them, he suddenly saw, here Mahaprabhu is present in them. He wanted to leave his body by jumping from Giriraj Govardhan, but when he saw Sri Rupa Sanatan, he again got life and abandoned his former plan. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami said in his shloka, Nama Sreshtang Manumapi Shachi Putramatra Svarupang Rupang Tasyagrajamuru Puring Maturing Gostavatim Radha Kundan Giri Varamaho Radhika Madhavashang Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurung Tang Natosmi. Quote, I am fully indebted to Sri Gurudev. Why? He has given me so many things, etc. And here it says, see Appendix 1. Then everything we will get from the books of the Goswamis. The Mana Shiksha of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is very valuable for us. The Upadeshamrita of Srila Rupa Goswami is also extremely good for us. We published Upadeshamritam before, I can remember. Sri Rupa Sanatan also harmonized, and the supreme example of harmonizing is Mahaprabhu himself. Actually, he harmonized with all types of religion. He gave respect to all religions, and over them all he established the temple of Krishna consciousness. That is his harmonizing capacity, we can say. Each of our centers worldwide must first themselves practice in the way of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I think that what I am preaching in this regard is perfect. I am trying to preach the conception of Mahaprabhu in the line of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Saraswati Thakur. This is my claim, and I have no other intention. If I shall not claim this with my full energy, then I shall be an offender to Srila Guru Maharaj, because Srila Guru Maharaj believed that I am capable. I am trying, and everybody knows it. Still, I know there are many difficulties going on in many countries, and it is natural. I feel it, but I am trying to give them harmony in the line of Mahaprabhu, and when they are getting harmony, they are very happy. A few days ago, some devotees from Malaysia came here. A few months earlier, they were feeling a little troubled, but at that time I could not go to Malaysia. Seeing their situation, I sent Sripad Sagar Maharaj there, and with his association they were very happy. They then came and told me, Maharaj, we have gained new life with Sagar Maharaj's preaching. Like that, we are trying to harmonize everywhere. But the preaching principle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very simple. That is, you be humble, be tolerant and give honor to others, and practice Krishna consciousness in the line of Sri Rupa Sanatan. This is the line given to us by Srila Guru Maharaj. We will find that the main thing given there is chanting, chanting without offense. The main thing is chanting without offense, along with the 9 kinds of activity of this devotional line. Shravanam, Kirtanam, etc. Our main activity is Shravan and Kirtan. Give your perfect hearing from a good Vaishnava, and then try to preach what you hear from him to others for their benefit and your own benefit. This is the advice of Mahaprabhu. Especially if you are born in India, you can easily fulfill your spiritual requirement here by the grace of Guru Gauranga. And the process is to give fulfillment to others also, to distribute this conception. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatir Anyata. This is Mahaprabhu's conception. He expressed it very nicely to Prakashananda Sarasvati. Prakashananda Sarasvati said to Mahaprabhu, "Why are you preaching this?" Seeing Mahaprabhu's clothing, he said, "You are a sannyasi of our sampradaya, but you are dancing and chanting with the general people, and thousands of people are following you. Like mad you are doing. Why are you doing this?" Mahaprabhu replied, "This is the only process in the age of Kali to satisfy our Supreme Lord." That is, the Lord Himself in the form of Harinam has appeared in this age of Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu illustrated this in the second shloka of his Shikshastakam prayers. Namnamakari bahudha nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamittaha smaranena kalaha etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi dudaivam idrisham ihajani nanuragaha. Quote, "O Lord, your holy name bestows all good fortune unto the soul, and thus you have extended into the world your many names, Krishna, Govinda, etc. You have offered all your transcendental potency in your holy name. Without enjoining any, scriptural or philosophical, hard and fast rules and regulations concerning time, place or circumstance to be observed in chanting it. Dear Lord, you have so graciously made your holy name available to ordinary souls, and yet my misfortune, my offensiveness, does not allow love for that gracious name to be born in my heart." End of quote. But in which way shall we gain attachment, attraction and love for Harinam? And in which way shall we practice? Mahaprabhu's third shloka shows the answer to us. Trinadapi sunichina taror iva sahishnuna amanina manadina kitaniyaha sadaharihi. Mahaprabhu's conception and method is very simple, and we are preaching it all over the world in varieties of ways. In different countries they adopt different methods to preach, but it is all going to one pocket, the practice of Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, "Tell everyone about Krishna, serve Krishna, and learn about Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." In a very simple and clear way, Krishna's position is given in Sri Brahma Sanhita. Ishvaraha paramaha krishnaha sachchid ananda vigraha anadir adir govindaha sarva karana karanam. Quote, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the embodiment of truth, consciousness and joy, is Govinda, Krishna. He is beginningless, the origin of all that be, and the cause of all causes." End of quote. We shall try to follow this advice of Mahaprabhu. Tell everyone about Krishna, serve him, and learn about Krishna. My own feeling, given by the grace of my Srila Guru Maharaj, is that this guideline for us will be very good. End of the reading of Chapter 19 of Affectionate Guidance by Srila Bhaktisandha Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. In Appendix 1 of Affectionate Guidance is given the translation for the verse mentioned earlier in this chapter 19. Nama Sheshtam Manamapi Satchiputramatra Svarupam, etc. The translation of this verse, as given in Sri Guru and His Grace by Srila B.R. Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, is as follows. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami says, quote, I am fully indebted to Sri Gurudev. Why? He has given me so many things. He has given me the highest conception of the holy name of Krishna, the highest form of sound which contains the highest form of thought, aspiration, ideal, everything. And next he has given me the mantra. End of quote. The name is there within the mantra. Without the name, the mantra is nothing. If the name of Krishna is withdrawn and replaced with another name, the mantra will give the opposite result. The name of Krishna is all in all. And within the mantra, the name is couched in a particular way as a sort of prayer. Then he says, quote, He has given me the service of that great Saviour, the son of Mother Sachi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is like a golden mountain standing to show the direction of Krishna Leela. And Gurudev has brought me to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu's most favourite personal assistant, Swarup Damodar, who is the representation of Lalita Devi, the most favourite friend of Radhika. Then he has brought me in connection with Sri Rupa, who was ordered to distribute the highest kinds of devotional love, rasa. End of quote. Vaidhi Bhakti, the worship of the Lord in awe and reverence, is of a lower order. But Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous love, the heart's innermost dealings, was distributed through Srila Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu considered Sri Rupa the best to deal with Raganuga Bhakti. Das Goswami says, quote, Then by His grace I have achieved the association of Srila Sanatan Goswami, who adjusts our position in relation to Raganuga Bhakti. He explains the path of Vaidhi Bhakti and gives us Sambandha Gyan, the knowledge of what is what, a proper acquaintance with the environment. End of quote. Then he says, quote, Gurudev has given me Mathura Mandal, where Radha and Govinda have their pastimes, where the forest, the hills, every creeper, shrub and grain of sand, everyone is bearing the acquaintance of Radha Krishna Leela. And wherever I shall cast my glance, they will help me in my remembrance of Radha and Govinda. I have received all these things from my Gurudev, that is, Vrindavan, where the cows and the milkmen have their village constructed. I am becoming acquainted with their association, their nature, and their feelings of love for Krishna. By the grace of Gurudev, I have become acquainted with Radha Kund, the favourite place of Radha and Govinda for their pastimes, and this great Govardhan. And lastly, he has given me the hope that one day I can get the service of Sri Sri Radhika and Madhava. I have been given all these assurances by my Gurudev, so I bow my head with all my respects to his lotus feet. End of quote. And thus ends the excerpt from Sri Guru and His Grace by Srila Bhakti Rokak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, explaining that verse mentioned earlier in this chapter, Namasheshtang Manamapi, etc.